Last night, Laodicean was the winning word at the Scripps National Spelling Bee Championship for 13-year-old Kavya Shivashankar of Olathe, Kansas. But many of those watching the broadcast may have had their hearts captured by another 13-year-old, the ebullient Kenyi Awad from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Gaius Cutis.
Gaius Cutis. May I have the origin, please?
It's unknown.
Yeah, all right. May I have a use in sense, please?
Kenyi joked, mugged for the camera, bantered with the spelling bee pronouncer, and looked like he was having a great time all around. He finished fifth, and Kenyi Awad is here in our studios. Kenyi, congratulations. You did great.
Thank you.
And I have to say, you had me last night from the word silicet. You knew it was an adverb, and you knew what it meant. What does it mean?
Namely.
How did you know that?
That is to say, because I looked the word one time, and I have a photographic memory.
You have a photographic memory?
Yes.
No kidding. Well, that would help in a spelling bee. You don't. You're shaking your head now. You're just joking.
No, I was actually serious. I'm not kidding. I have a photographic memory.
How do you study? What's your method for preparing for a spelling bee?
My method for studying is Coach Mom.
Just looked at your mom in the studio.
Okay. Coach Mom often helps me by quizzing me over words I study every day, 2 to 3 hours per day.
2 to 3 hours a day, every day.
Mm-hmm. And that's on weekdays. You should see me during weekends.
I want to play some tape that has made you a hit on YouTube, Kenyi. You know what's coming
Go
here.
Ahead, yeah.
This is from 2007, so you were 11 years old at the time in the spelling bee.
Sardoodledum. That sounds about right. Sardoodledum.
Sardoodledum.
Kenyi, 2 years later, and you're still laughing right now.
Yeah. It's always funny when we look back on what we used to be back then.
Yeah.
A little goofball.
You were a little goofball, but you spelled it right.
Yeah. Educated guess.
Educated guess. Okay. Well, last night, you breezed through on all kinds of stuff. What were your other words? You had grisaille.
Yeah, grisaille. Gaius Cutis.
Hypallage.
Hypallage.
Yeah. Sorry. And then trouble came with the word palachinkin.
Did study that word.
Did not study that word.
Nope.
So you knew right away you hadn't seen it.
Yeah, and I knew right away I was going to misspell it.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know?
I never heard the word, and I just knew the end was coming for me. But then again, I knew I tried my best, so I was proud anyway.
So palachinkin, they described it as a thin egg batter pancake stuffed with jam. And then when you asked them the origin, he said Latin to Hungarian to Romanian to German to English. And at that point, I figure you must be thinking, well, that's no help at all, right?
Seriously, it wasn't helpful.
Palachinkin. Let's see. Palachinkin. 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 Yeah, all right. Got my best. Hey, it's all right.
Kenyi, this was an amazing moment. You can hear everybody there, how disappointed they were for you and how much they were pulling for you. You seemed like you were fine, even though I bet you weren't quite fine.
True.
What was going on in your mind?
Honestly, I wanted to win that trophy because I can envision myself holding that trophy with one hand. I was slightly disappointed, but then again, you knew I did my best. I haven't said it.
Well, Kenyi Awad, congratulations. You did so great. And thanks for coming in. It's great to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you.
And thanks to Mom.
Coach Mom.
That's 13-year-old Kenyi Awad of Terre Haute, Indiana, who tied for fifth place yesterday in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.